Welcome to another powerful show of prophetic revelation and insight. Straight Talk with Wayne, your daily source of prophetic revelation, prayer, and the Christian news that you need. As part of thesecondadam.com, Pastor Wayne invites you to listen, enjoy, and share these anointed messages of hope and glory.
How amazing is it that we get a God that understands us, loves us, and corrects us? We get to participate with the one true and only God, the creator of all of the universe, that still cares enough to hear your cries, your prayers, your praise, your worship, and he will guide us. He will correct us. Let me talk about correction. So in the world of business coaching, which is I'm very involved in business and sales and helping people, you know, achieve new levels in their business, we talk about something called the theory of constraints. So what is a constraint? A constraint would be like a bottleneck. It would be a kink in the hose. If you had a, you know, you ever had a water hose and it's like, where's the water coming? No, water's not coming out. There's a kink in the hose. You solve that one kink. Maybe the pressure increases, and maybe it does. Maybe there's another kink. Very similar, like everything we have, there's a constraint. So a constraint, once solved, lets us go to another level. And then, as always, as we go into new levels, new awareness, new realms, there may be another constraint. But the key is there's no need in solving a constraint that isn't there yet. We need to solve the constraint in front of us. So what does this mean prophetically? What did this mean to us as sons and daughters of the Most High God? It means we have to solve the constraint that is right in front of us. Maybe that constraint is we're burdened with fear. Maybe we speak, maybe we pray in faith, but then we speak negative. Maybe we pray and prophesy in faith, but we speak in fear and doubt just after the prayer, or after the prophetic declarations. Maybe that could be a constraint. So when they say, Lord, help me watch the words that come out of my mouth, because we are going to be judged by those. And our world is formed by our words. Our world, the life that we live, is formed by the words of our mouth. So Lord, help me in that area. What could be another constraint? Maybe a constraint is our time that, you know, again, we spend in prayer. Maybe we just don't spend enough time in prayer. Maybe it's a constraint. It's something we need to solve. So how do we solve that? Well, simple to say, well, just pray more. But is it something you've dedicated? Have you dedicated a time on your calendar to pray? Have you dedicated a time on your calendar to truly just reach out and talk to the Father, to hear from the Father? Have you spent that time? Have you made that time a reality? Now, what's another constraint? Another constraint could be unforgiveness. Maybe there's somebody that we've excused, but have we forgiven them? We've overlooked, but have we forgiven them? Are you with me? This is something that we need to look at. These constraints are real. These constraints. So what does God do? So let me give you some hope. God leads you. God guides you. He will convict you, but he convicts you of your righteousness. I love this. Hey, that's not how a son or that's not how a daughter would act in this situation. You're better than this. He convicts us of our righteousness so we can grow. Lord, help me watch my words. So I'm speaking in faith and not in doubt. So I'm speaking in love and not in hate. And then he will. If we just ask, we become better. We start noticing that. Lord, I'm spending this time in prayer. I'm spending this time in supplication. Lord, I'm spending this time in thanksgiving. I'm spending this time in active listening, praying and listening for you. Then he will follow through. Are you with me? Has it been helpful? I look forward to sharing so much more with you. I look forward to sharing so much. So today, remember, the Lord has given you everything that you need, and he's working through you. God bless.
Thanks for joining us for Straight Talk with Wayne. Do you need prayer, counseling, or personal prophetic ministry? Then go to thesecondadam.com for more information. And be sure to sign up at yourprophecynews.com for the latest updates, free resources, and prophetic news. God bless.